course, Southern people talk different from Northern people.
Oh, yes, yes.
And the people that I work for are trying to find out that nobody really has ever gone around and done this to find out how people in different parts of the South
well,
talk.
Well, are you a teacher at
college,
at
Florence.
Florence State College?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's what I understand.
Right, and one of my students is lives in Altoona, and so he knew I was doing this work, and so he came out here to, while he was home at Christmas, he came out here to...
Well, he might have been the one that come over here with, and come around and miss up.
I bet he wasn't a big fellow. Kind of tall.
Well, he wasn't so large, and he was kind of young.
Yeah, that's what... His name is Tim... he's a football player.
Yeah, Tim... That's the man. Come around.
And he's... one of my students, and he, as I say, he knew I was doing this, so he was looking around for me over here. And then I'm this afternoon I'm going on over to Oneonta to visit my wife's sister's family. They live over there.
What are their names?
They lived in Birmingham but for years and years and years.
My baby daughter married a
Oh, really? From where? From around
from
here?
From up here around Bogus.
I think these are all from Birmingham.
They
farmed for a long time up in Middle Tennessee, up in War Trace, up in Bedford County. I mean, my wife is from Middle Tennessee. We met in college, and I don't know anybody much up in Middle Tennessee or Alabama. I'm from East Tennessee.
Well, my baby daughter, they live in South Carolina now. Johnston, South Carolina.
That's pretty long way home.
Oh, yes.
Does she get home very often?
Well, she is home. It's just before Christmas. She went back home just about 2 days before Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Well,
she don't get home very often.
Well, that's a long way
some
to travel.
Get
yeah, that's a long way to travel. They scatter
My
out.
My daddy had a heart attack in October before he died, and she came home and stayed. She stayed a week that time, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But he was so old, so she was afraid to go home. But he lived till the 6th of March, and her baby was born the 24th of February, and she didn't get to come home for the funeral.
She had just barely gotten out of the hospital.
Yes, sir. The baby was... About 10. Well, she was born the 24th of February, and he died the 6th of March.
Just about 10 days old.
10 days old. That's right. She was.
Hmm. And that was 13 years ago.
13 years ago. Oh, she's got a smart little girl. Though she's real smart. I think she's in the 7th grade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'd be about right. 13 years old.
We was talking yesterday about how far I went in school. I told you that they wasn't grady then, but my teacher tried to get me to go and stand the state examination for a third grade certificate to teach school.
Yeah.
He said he knowed I could make it. He said he knowed I was smart enough.
Where did you have to go take the examination?
I had to go to Oneonta, and of course we didn't have no car then or nothing, and I didn't have an opportunity to go and take the examination.
Well, that's something. And you just went and took an examination
I could have just went and then got third grade certificate to top school.
Well, that would have been nice.
Oh, yes, it would. It sure would have been nice.
Although, I don't know, school teachers don't really make an awful lot of money.
Oh, no, they sure don't. They sure don't. Most any job is better than teaching school when it comes to making money.
Teachers make better now than they used to.
Oh, yeah.
When I started teaching, I started about 10 years ago, and it was just the job I quit when I started teaching. I was working in a feed mill, and I made more money in the feed mill than I did teaching.
Teaching, yeah. Mm-hmm.